This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
I was going to tie my shoes. Why I have to have my shoes tied to do this is well beyond my imagination at the moment. Speaking of imagination, you don't have to use a lot of it as we approach your health issues in a very solid, concise, and precise way, thanks to the help of Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is a NUCCA board certified practitioner. He's a NUCCA chiropractor. Understands the gut, is a GAPS practitioner as well, and so we're here on Good Day Health to talk about your health and well-being. Mm-hmm. The GoodDayHealthShow.com website now up and ready and has a lot of Jack's information through the podcast that he does with me, and then of course he has his own podcast. He and his wife Mary are on ForbiddenDoctor.com with their podcast, and the current one is still focused on the flu. It's a two-part deal. It'll be on for the next couple of weeks. And so the question that we all ask ourselves every year, I don't ask myself, I had a flu shot once in my life, and it really made me sick, so I was easily dissuaded whether it makes sense or it doesn't make sense. I just said, no, I'm not going to do this anymore. I've always had a, thank heavens, knock on wood, a really strong immune system, and you take the flu shot because you have a weak immune system. Older people do it, and young children do it, but the people in the middle, it seems to me, ought to have some common sense, Jack, and work on their immune system. I mean, not to necessarily tie this into a commercial, but your immune system is enhanced by having all those fruits and vegetables in your system, the fruits and veggies that you get from balanceofnature.com, something we've been talking about here now for several months as we get into the winter weather, more challenges because people have a weaker immune system. And yeah, the flu, you can be a victim of the flu. You can be a victim of a bad cold. You can be a victim of a lot of things if you don't have a healthy immune system. So if you want to tackle it the right way, get these ripened fruits and vegetables. Cost you 22 cents a day, I think, 9 to 11 servings of veggies and ripened fruits in these capsules. You can either take them apart and put them on the food, or you can take the capsules as they are. That's what I do with them. But if you want to order them now, balanceofnature.com, balanceofnature.com. Make sure you use the code, the promo code DJV, all right? Balanceofnature.com, your immune system. That's what we're focused on. You get a free month supply with your first order using the code DJV at balanceofnature.com, code DJV. These things are great for, we all know, you and I are talking about this all the time. You got to put real food into your body. You got to have the food in order to have your systems all functioning properly, right? I mean, there's no,
well,
there's
the,
nothing,
you know, the ultimate,
that stuff.
Yeah. Well, sure. And the ultimate source of energy for the human being, all animals for that matter, is the sun. And there is a way in which the energy of the sun is converted in a stable form in the foods that we eat, the plant kingdom or something that ate the plant kingdom, so that all that intrinsic energy that came to this planet then can come into our bodies. And as long as we eat it, at least somewhat reflective of the way Mother Nature made it, you're going to get the nutrition that's in it. The problem with the mass food production business and industry that we have in the country today is that some things can be processed so much, they may look like something that came from nature, but what is nature put into it is long gone. And it, you know, fills the belly. It, you know, tells you you're not hungry anymore, but you are slowly starving to death.
All right. So I'm going to have a couple of commercials while you get rid of whatever it is that lozenge. You must have a sore throat or something. What's going on with your throat? We need to have an RX for that. Do I need to call a doctor?
No. No, it's just some dental stuff I'm having done. And It should sound better now. Yeah, I had to have a couple of implants put in.
Oh, I think you told me you were going to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, you know, that's another thing. We rarely talk about teeth and dental work and the gums and how important all of that structure is. People who have veneers put in, people who have implants put in, people who change the structure of the teeth in their mouth. And in that way, hopefully, you're going to, if you have a tooth or teeth that are a problem, they're rotten, you haven't taken care of them as either a child or an adult, you abuse them by having too much sugar in your mouth or drink too many caffeinated beverages, and it eats away at the enamel of the teeth and they rot out. And so sometimes if you get a couple of extra bucks, you may want veneers. But if, you know, no matter what, you got to take care of your teeth and your gums, because whether you know it or not, there's so much of your health that is dependent. Yesterday I had my acupuncture treatment, and it comes up every once in a while. If you have a sore gum, bleeding gums, you got bad breath, most of it comes from bad teeth. And it's either bad teeth or your gut's not right. You got bad breath? One of those two things. Or you had a lot of onions for dinner. One of those three things. Onions, garlic, or your stomach is screwed up, or your teeth and gums are a mess. Right? Isn't that it? That's pretty much it.
Well, yeah, you could have a sinus infection. If you've got something going wrong with the gut, it will definitely reflect itself in some alteration of the way you want your breath to smell. There's no issue about that.
Yeah. Well, I think the idea here is to take a look at the entire body, and that's, I underscore that because there's so much of your health that is predicated by what's going on in your mouth. You don't realize it. You think it's just your mouth and your gums. Nope. Affects
no,
all.
No, you know, and you know who the experts were in nutrition 100 years ago. The experts in nutrition 100 years ago were dentists because they could look at the health of the mouth, and they knew that that reflected the health of the rest of the body.
Yep.
And so I have to admit, my nutrition the first half of my life wasn't all that good.
Mm-hmm.
It's only the second half of my life so far, the last 30 years or so, that I have really started to give some good attention to my body's requirements, my body's needs. In 2 weeks, I'll be 67.
And
thank you very much. Yesterday,
2 weeks, I'll be 71.
Oh, you're still a kid, too.
I know.
And yesterday I saw over 50 people and 4 new patients and 50 follow-ups. And I was going strong right until the end of the day.
Yeah, the age is such a BS number. I get tired of this, especially people who say, oh, yeah, and they kind of scoff at me. I challenge anybody who's 20, 25, 30 years, even Kara's age, to keep up with me. And I don't try to sound smug, but I have a very high level of energy. I'm very healthy. I continue to work and will until I can't speak anymore, until I drop, can't get around. And it's because I take care of my immune system. I'm conscious of the physiological effect from the psychology of people who say, oh, aren't you going to stop? Look at your age. Age is crap. I have given an insignia that basically reflects on a piece of jewelry in spirit, age and time are meaningless because they don't. We have age and time here on the planet now, but in the universe it doesn't exist. It doesn't. There's no age and time.
No,
it just everything keeps going. Go ahead.
There's nothing. There's nothing to interrupt. There's nothing really to interrupt the basic momentum that we had when we were born, except our nutritional status and how we think, how we think about ourselves, how we think about life, but mostly how we think about ourselves.
Yep.
Now, last February, and we've got some podcasts on this, I had six root canals taken out of my mouth because root canals are all toxic anyway.
Yep.
And I'm putting back
in them.
Yeah, and I'm putting in 3, and I'm putting in 3 more after the first of the year to make up for the fact that I was neglectful of my nutrition the first 30 years of my life.
Yeah.
And it showed up in the fact that I had mineral loss in my teeth, and mineral loss in the teeth is what makes you subject to decay, cavities, that kind of thing. Sugar is a secondary consideration because there are people who have rather healthy nutritional status for the most part, that probably have more sugar than they have, who do not get cavities. Mm-hmm. And there's other people who treat sugar like the plague and won't have anything to do with it, yet they still get a cavity or two every time they go in for an exam because they're lacking in the basic nutrition that underscores the health of the gums and the teeth.
I have connect. Well, actually, there's an interesting study that I want to get to if we have time today that's being done about sugar and its connection. Well, not connection to, but these people that are studying it are trying to get the government and lawyers to sue the sugar companies the way they sued the tobacco companies. So they're drawing parallels between what happens to you if you have too much tobacco versus what happens to you if you have too much sugar. And it's a fascinating, fascinating comparison.
Absolutely.
Sugar may be more damaging even than tobacco. So that will get
I would agree with that. I have no problem agreeing with that. Mm-hmm. Because there are people who are in their 70s and 80s who started smoking as teenagers, and they're still smoking.
Yeah.
Because they have strong, resilient
but most
immune systems.
It's not the rule. But it is. It's something that happens. I have people, when I talk about this all the time, I always get an email from somebody, two or three of them, I've been smoking, I'm 96 years old, I've been smoking since I was 16, and I'm as healthy as can be. Yeah, that's the exception. That is not the rule, sir. All right, let's get to where you live. I want to talk about this with Jack in a few minutes, but we'll start the conversation by getting you to think about where you live. What's your zip code? Do you have you know what your zip code is. The fact that your zip code may increase your risk of stroke, high blood pressure, other types of heart disease. Wow. Let's listen to Andy Solomon bring us the story.
According to the American Heart Association, individual behaviors aren't the only factors that affect health. Community environments also play a determining role in health outcomes. Mark Moore, American Heart Association volunteer and ambassador for its Empowered to Serve movement.
People living just 5 miles apart can have a difference in life expectancy of more than 20 years. To help ensure that everyone has the same opportunity to be healthy and well, the American Heart Association presents the Empowered to Serve Urban Business Storytelling Competition, where companies, organizations, and individuals can influence and drive community change.
10 finalists will present their business solutions at the Association's Empowered to Serve Summit in Washington, D.C.
The goal is to identify innovative ideas and practical solutions to improve health and well-being in communities around the country. 3 winners will be selected to receive financial awards and the opportunity to collaborate with local American Heart Association officers to implement their concepts.
For more information, go to empoweredtoserve.org.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to GEICO. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidgewoman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidgewoman, GEICO retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidgewoman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Hi, I'm Jamie Krause-Hess, also known as NYC Fit Fam on Instagram, here with some fall fitness tips. First up, stave off muscle soreness with Arnicare Homeopathic Pain Remedy. They have a great cream you can rub on sore muscles and a gel that absorbs quickly. And best of all, no smell. You don't get that menthol smell. You can find this at Walmart, Whole Foods, really anywhere. Next up, nutrition. I love Pure Protein. They have a new plant-based protein, which is their superfood powder. I like to throw it in my smoothies. And I like to throw these bars in my bag at the beginning of the day. It has 21 grams of high-quality protein. You can find this at grocery stores or Amazon.com. Finally, for kids, healthy hydration is so important. In my house, we love Fruit Shoots juice drink. It is made with real fruit juice from concentrate, no high fructose corn syrup, and no artificial flavors. You can find this at Dollar General stores nationwide. Don't forget to follow me, NYC FitFam, on Instagram for more fitness tips.
Thank you. Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And change after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health. Find the podcast and the information summarized at gooddayhealthshow.com. Go to the website. You'll see Jack's picture there, a summary of some of the recent podcasts. Click on them if you want to listen to information. It's there. They're summarized. A lot of great information. Hundreds of people are now using this facility to get updates on things that they don't hear about. So help yourself. It's a service at gooddayhealthshow.com. We were talking about where you live and how that affects your health. It is very interesting, and the specific focus was on heart disease, but I think you can go, what are people know? You live in Salt Lake City. There are probably certain things that go on there health-wise that are affected by the fact that you live in Salt Lake City. I know that's the case where I am, both coasts, my zip code here on the East Coast and on the West Coast. There are different health afflictions that are caused by where you live. I think that's sort of natural, isn't it?
Well, it is, and it's also in various parts of the country, there's a cultural influence.
Mm-hmm.
And here, with the predominance of the LDS Church, you know, there's a real strong downplay on caffeinated drinks, alcohol, tobacco.
Yeah.
So a lot of them make up for that.
Do they even sell that stuff?
For sugar.
Mormons?
Oh, yeah.
Do they,
oh, yeah.
You can. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, Salt Lake City is less than half Mormon. There are other smaller towns around the state that can be as much as 95% Mormon.
Yeah, right.
But there's still enough interest in tobacco and alcohol that they're sold all over the place. But the thing that a lot of the Mormon culture makes up for with the denial of those particular substances is sugar.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sugar, sugar, sugar. And we have an extremely high rate of diabetes in the state, a very high rate of cancers that are not associated necessarily with smoking and lung cancer, but other kinds of cancers. We have one of the world's foremost cancer research centers, the Huntsman, here in the Salt Lake City area, because there's a tremendous amount of cancer. And unfortunately, pediatric cancers.
Wow.
Really abound here.
Oof.
And I can't help but look at some of the causative factors. We do have higher levels of radon gas in this area because of the granitic mountains that are all over the place. Granite always has radioactivity coming out of it, usually in the form of radon. But it's the incredible level of sugar. So
the that's a national affliction, but there are things where I come from, where you come from. It's just it is, I think, a factor. And if you don't acclimate yourself to what you have, like you wear better and different clothing when it's cold, you know, stuff like that, versus what you would wear if you were in Hawaii or in the warm weather zones in Florida over the wintertime.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's also the how much sun exposure do you get? Mm-hmm. Like people who are in the tropics, especially near the equator, have less of neurodegenerative diseases than people who live in higher latitudes, above 40 degrees north or below 40 degrees south, not getting as much vitamin D.
All right, so discussing it, knowing what the problem is, then how do you adapt? People need to do a little research, or they need to know their area, and then you got to get supplementation or something that keeps you tuned up so that it won't make any difference where you live. There may be different supplements you got to take depending on where you live, but you ought not to have weaker immune systems or that sort of thing just because you live in a different zip code.
Well, you know, and these are the thing. It's good you're bringing this up, because these are the kinds of things a lot of people never give any thought to. And it does require some research. And again, that's what the Forbidden Doctor is all about. Mm-hmm. The podcast that Mary and I put together, because they're devoted to this very idea that even the best of diets anymore are going to require some kind of supplementation along the way to make up for some essential nutrients that are missing.
That's why it's good to take the symptom survey, which we'll tell you about in the next half hour here, 28 after the hour.
I'm Jason Pfeiffer, the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine, and I have a confession to make. I've done a lot of freelancing over the years, and I just kept all of my records on a single Microsoft Word document. So sloppy. But recently I got a tour of FreshBooks, which makes cloud accounting software for freelancers and small businesses, and it was a revelation. Manage your invoices, track your expenses, keep track of your work down to the minute. That is the way to run a side hustle. Check out FreshBooks.com and enter Entrepreneur in the How Did You Hear About Us section.
Flap, pustule, jowls, nugget, gurgle, smear, bulbous, pork.
If you hear certain words on the job site,
baloney,
work can be uncomfortable.
Tender.
So at least get work gear that's comfortable. Timberland Pro work shirts, pants, and boots. Head to toe, Timberland Pro. Not uncomfortable. Moist.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious, world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it at a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer. Participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and subsidies.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Good day. Health time is 34 after the hour. Doug and Jack, Dr. Doug Steffen, Dr. Jack Stockwell, dealing with health issues. That's what we're all about here. I have some people, one guy I know who was a really fabulous disc jockey, recently discovered he had stage 4 colon cancer. He's not an older fella either. I had a friend who had brain surgery to remove a tumor, worked at a radio station for a long time. I always asserted that it was because he was so close to the transmitters are really bad. The transmitters, the energy that comes out of the transmitters is really, really bad stuff. And I think that deal, that helps. Or I maintain Ed McMahon died at 86 of bone cancer, and I think he got it being exposed to the lights. He did so many television programs, was under those lights, in front of those cameras for as much as he was during his adult life. It was. I think
yeah, we have something we have to deal with today that, you know, just when you and I were, you know, running around in our little kids' tennis shoes, that they didn't have to deal with that much back then, and that's this tremendous flood, this ocean of electromagnetic radiation that's everywhere. All the, you know, all the TV channels, all the internet fields, all the Wi-Fi fields, all of the high-power tension lines that you can't see. Everybody driving up and down the road whose cars are hooked into their Bluetooth systems,
oh, yeah,
their telephones.
Yep.
I mean, we have this flood of irritation to our nervous systems and our normal tissue physiology that we've never had to face before. And there's studies out now that are showing the use of iPads, the use of iPhones or smartphones in general, how close they are either to the heart or to the head can be an indicator of future health problems. And the studies are there. They've been done. No one's paying attention to them.
Nope. Well, one of the things...
We are. You and I are.
Yeah, we have to keep talking about those things to be relevant. I mean, there's we were talking, and we'll continue to talk as the hour progresses, about the opioid and alcohol problems we have, addiction. There is a lack of hope, I think, and this goes beyond. This is sort of the mind-body connection to a lesser extent, or more extent, the spirit-mind-body connection, because people need to have hope. They crave hope. And whether you're the person who needs it or somebody who's close that can provide it. I think it's hard not to play doctor or psychologist sometimes. I know I do it on the radio from time to time. And maybe if I just give people doses of hope, talking about things on the radio that are a part of how people survive. I'm always reminded of the story of author Norman Cousins, who was left for dead by his doctors. He had a 1 in 500 chance of surviving some kind of connective tissue disease. So he took matters into his own hands. He took huge doses of vitamin C, and then he watched funny movies. He lived another 26 years.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure. I never was quite sure what large doses of vitamin C, other than enhancing your immune system, and that's basically, okay, maybe I'm answering my own question. Enhancing the immune system is what takes care of cancers and most of the other things that are disease.
But most vitamin C today, of course, is just ascorbic acid.
Yep.
And it's not the whole food vitamin C. It's just the antioxidant part of vitamin C complex. But it's very acidifying. And so there are people who feel a cold coming on or something, scratchy throat, something like that. They'll take a large dose of ascorbic acid and they'll feel better because that acid condition that it creates will kill the bacteria, kill the virus, kill whatever's causing that upper respiratory problem. But it's interesting you mentioned Norman Cousins. We have a three-part podcast, 113, 114, 115, talking about the tribal shame and the impact it has on one's life. Not just the emotional stuff, but the kind of tribes we're a part of, a healthcare tribe or a political tribe or an education tribe,
religious
that
tribe.
Locks you into a tunnel vision viewpoint. You can't see what's going on. So what did he do? He starts taking large amounts of ascorbic acid, which in the short term, you know, is probably okay, but not long term by any means. But he started watching funny movies.
Yeah.
And so in this three-part series on tribal shame and its impact on your health, there are people who are given a death sentence. You have 12 weeks. You have 4 months. You have 6 months. Get your affairs in order. And they get out of the ocean of stress they've been floating in and change their lifestyle to the point where all of a sudden they're around another 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Because they got out of what was leading up to those degenerative conditions. And the tribes we are a part of can lead us into that before we even know it.
Well, it's so many different influences on us. It kind of ruins your life to be cognizant of or thinking about them all the time. But being aware is different than thinking about them all the time. And that's kind of what we're suggesting. And
sure.
By the way, being aware, going back to the symptom survey that you provide at ForbiddenDoctor.com, you've got all these people, consultants that work in your office that help you take care of the requests. These people go online to ForbiddenDoctor.com. You see the button for symptom survey. Take it. I've taken it. And I found out a lot about what was going on in my body. And Jack and Mary fine-tuned some things that I needed to be doing. That's what can happen to you. And again, especially as you may be questioning the state of your immune system. You may not know one way or the other, but as you go into the winter months, wouldn't you want to have something that's really strong and running well on all eight cylinders? And the way you can find that out is to do a good job completing the symptom survey.
Sure. And the website is so extent now and all the different things we offer that right there on the landing page it says, not sure where to go? Start here.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great place because of all the information at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Just click here, not sure where to go, start here, and it will take you on an incredible journey.
Yeah. Also, when you're nosing around the ForbiddenDoctor.com, I think I'm pleased. As a matter of fact, I just took mine, ageless thyroid capsules and long life energy enzymes. I take the energy enzymes a couple times a day. I'm not sure that I need to, and I don't know if I did ask you, I've forgotten what the answer was. The enzymes are for the gut. And they are they're mandatory for most people who have gotten into understanding what the enzymes do in the gut. But I'm not sure everybody understands the thyroid. Kara, I don't know whether you talked to Jack about your sister or not. Kara's sister just had her thyroid removed. It may have been cancerous. I don't know that they were sure about that. But these ageless thyroid capsules and what they provide? Do they help forestall things like Kara's sister had? I mean, Meredith had thyroid cancer earlier in her life and had it taken out. I think she told you that.
Yeah.
What is there that is in the ageless thyroid that's necessary? Do you have to?
What's in ageless thyroid is food for what's called the HPA axis, the hypothalamus, the pituitary, the thyroid, and the adrenal. And when I say food, they have the essential ingredients to keep these organs healthy and functioning correctly. We certainly do not offer them as prevention for cancer. That's outside of our scope of practice, and the FDA would love for somebody like me to say, make a comment like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it will give the thyroid gland, and not just the thyroid. The thyroid is not a gland that works independent of everything else. It works as a community of organs, and that basic community of organs has an awful lot to do with energy and well-being and having a great outlook on life, as well as a good balance in the two nervous systems that speed things up and slows things down. Mm-hmm. And it helps with stress. It definitely helps with your ability to handle stress. So, yeah, it's called Ageless Thyroid. It's available. There's a way you can get a free bottle just at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
All right. And you also get, if you use the code Doug, get 15% off either Ageless Thyroid or the Long Life. Yeah, I can get it free. Yeah.
And so you ask about her sister. Yeah, she apparently, I don't know if I can talk openly about it. I didn't get permission from.
You can talk about it.
Okay, well.
I have permission because I just.
She had difficulty swallowing.
Yeah.
And they had to do, they probably started with an ultrasound and they saw something swelling on the thyroid. They do a biopsy and here's this cancerous growth. And cancer of the thyroid, as well as cancer in other vital tissues in the body, is not something you play around with. So they removed it because of the tremendous amount of blood that is flowing through the thyroid gland on a continual basis, picking up thyroid hormone. And while the thyroid hormone, is not the gasoline of the body, it is the gas pedal of the body. And without an adequate amount of this hormone, you're going to have a serious amount of problems. So now that her thyroid gland is gone, the other glands that the thyroid works with is still present and still functioning. In fact, they're calling out for the thyroid now. Where are you? But she's going to go on to a synthetic form of the thyroid hormone, levothyroxine or synthroid, depending on where you get it. And it will act in place of the thyroid gland, but she still needs support for these other organs. And so that's why I was suggesting to Kara that she tell her sister to listen to podcasts 26, 27, 28 that are a three-part series on the thyroid, as well as podcast 61 that is the introduction of we go into practically a full hour, Mary and I, talking about why we put this together, what's in there, and how you can get a healthier, better-functioning thyroid by using Ageless Thyroid.
All right. All of these items, Ageless Thyroid and the Long Life Energy Enzymes, are at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Here's something you can get by going to DougLikesBeats.com. Be great if all of us had all the energy we want. We talk about this. We start our day raring to go, and then during the course of the day, maybe you slow down a little. Maybe you have too much for lunch, and you really slow down a little bit. So if you have fatigue that sets in for one reason or another during the day, and you want to be active through the course of the day, and if it's getting a little worse every year as you add a year or two, Jack and I are just talking about our birthdays coming up. When you're 20, your body has the natural ability to maintain healthy circulation. But tell me, at 40, though, the ability has decreased, and that leaves you feeling tired later in the day. So if you want to know what to do to increase the natural circulation, fight fatigue in your body, keep your blood pressure where it's supposed to be, you need to drink Super Beets. Super Beets promotes the body's own natural ability to produce healthier circulation. That's Super Beets at DougLikesBeats.com. Take our advice, and it is our advice. If you're an athlete, you're somebody who works a lot, it doesn't make any difference who you are, where you are. There are no jittery side effects to Super Beets. No crash, no sugar. Order them now at DougLikesBeats.com.
Book Club Radio.
Today we're chatting with Mike Papantonio, leading trial lawyer and prolific author. His latest novel, Law and Vengeance, is a nonstop action-packed legal thriller. We spoke with him about the book and the real-life issues that inform and inspire his writing.
The cases that I work with as an attorney are, they're called complex mass tort cases. There's only a handful of attorneys in the country that actually handle these kinds of cases. They always involve kind of big stakes, whether it's a pharmaceutical company that's created a drug that's killing people you have to take on. It may be an American company, it could be a European company, whether it's an environmental case where you have a corporation that's unleashing chemicals into the drinking water or the air of a community. Those are the kind of cases we handle. Whether it's Wall Street that's stealing money from mom and pop pension programs, they're all big scale cases, and that's why it's not typical for most lawyers to handle these kinds of cases.
On the heels of the critically acclaimed legal thriller, Law and Disorder, comes Law and Vengeance, the latest novel from famed trial attorney Mike Papantonio. Law and Vengeance follows the law firm of Bergman Dica Thomas, who is now in the crosshairs of a weapons manufacturer. But this is not a law firm that plays by all the rules. Based on a real case, Law and Vengeance, the riveting new legal thriller by Mike Papantonio, is available wherever books are sold.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Good day, health. I'm Doug Steffen with a thought about the side effects of drugs. Man, we are really becoming a culture, becoming a society that's hooked on all kinds of drugs. Why is that? Is it because they're there? Is it because we're miserable? We want to escape? Is it because they're fun? What's the reason? The side effects. If you or somebody you know is forgetting things, confused, and some folks say, well, yeah, you chalk it up to inevitable part of aging, getting old. You may fear that it's an early indication of dementia or Alzheimer's, but there's some research that's been published from the American Medical Association. Good chance that all of these drugs are the culprit. Antihistamines, sleep aids like Benadryl, allergy medications, antidepressants, overactive bladder drugs. There are all kinds of these drugs. I mean, there's a lot of different drugs, but these have been studied over the past 10 years, and almost a quarter of the people suffering from dementia or Alzheimer's have signs that come from having used these drugs. So they have the signs, but they don't really have Alzheimer's. They don't really have dementia. You stop using these drugs, and those problems of being forgetful or confused go away. This is the strongest evidence yet between these drugs and dementia. And that's another part of what's going on. We have one drug for one thing, and we'll give you drugs to get rid of the dementia, but they just contribute to it. So make sure you know what drugs you're taking and the impact they have across the board. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, so there's one thing that I wanted to touch on in the news. One out of nine men in our country has oral HPV, the human papilloma virus. Why would that be? What's going on? Is that sexually transmitted? Right, maybe it's obvious, and I don't have to dig around here too much. It seems pretty horrible.
I think it is kind of obvious.
Yeah. Good God, 100.
I think it is kind of obvious, but yeah. A robust immune system will take care of that.
Right, like any other. Yeah.
You know, and, right. And in fact, I took care of a young lady yesterday, just seriously damaged by the HPV
really?
Vaccine. Yeah, she's only 13 years old, and she's going to have serious problems the rest of her life for that. Wow. But even the people who created this admitted that 90% of HPV vaccines are self-relenting. The body
immune
will take care of
system.
It for you.
We got to have a chant. Strong immune system. Strong immune system. 10 before the hour. Good day, health.
answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Health time. Doctors are in the house. Dr. Jack Stockwell joins us again now because he hasn't got anything better to do and he wants to keep talking. So we're happy to have him here to give us the benefit of his experience. Jack is a Nuka chiropractor, as I have said many, many times, someone that I have great regard for, great respect for, him and his wife Mary, because they've helped me a lot and they've helped tens of thousands of other people who are in and around. Those of you listening in Salt Lake, everybody in Salt Lake knows Jack Stockwell. And that may be because he has 35 kids, or it may be that it's just, you know, they all get the word gets around.
35 kids.
All right, it's not that bad.
Sometimes it feels like it.
I know. Well, between you and Mary, have 14, so it's not like you were...
No, you're exaggerating. It's only 13.
Oh, excuse me. So if you go to gooddayhealthshow.com, you can find Dr. Jack Stockwell and review in podcast form things that he presents. For example, the last time he was here, we spent a lot of time talking about supplements and melatonin and fruit juice and sugar and all that sort of thing. And you'll be happy to know, as a result of your badgering me, I have stopped eating fruit. However, I think one of the side effects may be that I'm going to get a little, you know what, so I may have to have a little bit of fruit to keep things going. But you've convinced me, and not the girls here, Victoria and Karen, Jennifer, are always badgering me because I admit to when I'm on the air, I'm always eating lots and lots of fruit. And although the fruit, the sugar's not as bad as regular raw white, not raw sugar, but white processed sugar, it still has fructose in it. And so, anyway, that information is in the most recent podcast, which you can find at gooddayhealthshow.com. And then whatever Jack talks about during the day today will be the next event. And there's also a podcast from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, which is all outlined. You can see the podcast information, the outlines that are there, episodes going back. So check your health out with that podcast. And also, Jack, at the Forbidden Doctor website, look at all this information. Jack and his wife do fabulous work doing research on important things every week that affect your health, and you can get those podcasts as well at ForbiddenDoctor.com. So this week, a lot of people are talking about Big Pharma the opioid addiction problem in our country, the CBS special report on 60 Minutes, which now has a lot of people really worked up. I don't know. I guess it took the CBS thing to do it because lots of other people have been talking about this for a long time. So what is this new report now from the American Academy of Pediatrics? What sort of light does it cast on the problem from their perspective, Jack?
Well, they are reporting that more than 100 children and teenagers every day are already now hooked on opioids.
Good God.
Yeah, and the researchers base this estimate on a retrospective. 100 children. Children and teenagers. These are not adults. 100 a day. Now, that's not the 100 today or the 100 yesterday who are still addicted. It's another 100.
These bastards in the drug companies, aren't they amazing?
Well, they have help.
Corrupt. Oh, of course they do.
They have help, and it's called the United States Congress.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let them get away with this.
How does one, when they're hooked on this stuff, my son is a drug and alcohol counselor, so I know he works on it. But from the medical side, how would you try to relieve someone of this addiction?
Oh, you're not going to believe the answer. Because you've never heard this from me before.
All right.
But we start with the gut.
Yeah.
Opioids absolutely wreck the bio content mm-hmm. of the gut. Mm-hmm. The microbes, all the bacteria, the viruses, all the things that live in our gut that make life possible for us. And anytime we overdose anything, it's going to have some kind of a negative effect. But opioids are some of the worst things that we can be taking into our bodies.
Awful.
All right, so how much terrible pain do children have? How much terrible physical pain do teenagers have? They're not taking it for pain.
No.
It's been introduced to them because of its plentitude. Mm-hmm. And as a result, they get hooked very easily on this stuff because they do not have built-in resilience yet.
You're a GAPS practitioner. You understand the gut, and everything starts in the gut. And one of the ways we feed it is with Superbeats. Superbeats bringing you, Jack, and the attention to your health and well-being. Superbeats, all natural, non-GMO beets that are grown and cooked, and then they're dried and powdered, and you get them so that your body is going to have healthier circulation, but also is great for your gut. So get these beets. Go to DougLikesBeets.com. Super Beets. When you're ordering for the first time, you get a 30-day supply free, plus free shipping. DougLikesBeets.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.